join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a wonderful show for you tonight. We are focusing on thespians and our first thespian actor, Adam Simmons. Adam, welcome to our show.
Hey, thank you for having me, Art.
Adam's in town to be a starring role in The Fix, the new show coming to ICT, opening April 24th, running through May 20th. And this could not be more timely. Tell us a little bit about The Fix.
The Fix is basically a new rock musical. They did it about 10 years ago in London, and Cameron McIntosh, who is just the extraordinary producer that he is, he put it up in London. It did really well with the Olivier, and then they brought it over to D.C., and of course people ate it up. But unfortunately, at that time, the Lewinsky scandal was going on, so they didn't take it to Broadway because they were a little afraid. Yeah. And it's been sitting on a shelf for about a decade now.
Okay, this is a show about a political candidate who dies, and his mother and the brother-in-law decide that the son, this rock spiked-hair kid, they're going to dress him up and get him to run for president in lieu of the dead father.
That's exactly right. And Pop is a senator, and the night before winning the nomination for president, he has a little run-in with a young lady, and he gets a little too excited.
What a way to go.
I know. The next thing you know, I'm running for president. I've got my mom, I've got my uncle, and they're grooming me.
And do you resist this idea initially? You're kind of a dope-smoking kind of young kid.
Of course, I'm going to be a rock star.
But actually, now that you think about it, that's not a disqualifier.
No, not at all, not at all. I mean, oof. But they start me running out for city council, and we do that. Then we run for governor, and we win the governorship.
Oh, you work your way up.
We work our way up, and then, I'm governor, and by the time I hit governor, I have a few problems.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So my moral compass gets a little...
But now, do you resist this new life? Obviously, they are pulling you from your host environment into a whole different milieu.
I think that, of course, at first, but they ship me off to the Army. The Army, gets me in ship-shape condition.
That's what our Army does.
Because politics is war, as you know.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. And then by the time I think I get a taste. I get a fix, as it would. For the political life.
Ah, The Fix.
Yeah.
And so comes the name.
And so comes the name.
There's an old saying that politicians are simply ugly actors.
Ah.
But you actually are an actor, so you are a handsome politician.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Although this could be my stepping stone off for political office.
Well, so we have launched many, many fine offices.
Well, 20 years. Congratulations, by the way.
I know. And who's counting?
And who's counting?
Yeah. What a deal.
What a deal.
So, you have a distinguished career. You were in Broadway in Jesus Christ Superstar. What's it like being on Broadway? Show business.
There's really nothing like the stage. There's no business like the show business, yes. Broadway's amazing. You have an unlimited budget for the most part and great production values. But storytelling is storytelling. And with my production as Superstar, Superstars are really... it has to be a small show, really. It's telling a story here. And it got too big. And actually what ICT is doing with The Fix is The Fix used to be a 18, 20-member cast, and they've pared it down to make it real and to give that moment.
I love pairing. We have a sparse set here, sparse desk, Occam's razor. You keep eliminating stuff you don't need.
Yeah, less is more.
Less is more.
Less is more.
You get down to the core.
That's
with
right.
Less is more.
Right. You can go up there, and you can shtirk people and people and get them out of their seats.
And the ICT Theater is an intimate 300, 400 seat theater.
It's phenomenal. I mean, what Karen Desai has done is really created a venue where you bring in the dark, gritty things like this, and also she has some lighter fare, which people love.
And what's your character's name in the play?
Calvin Chandler, but people call me Cal.
That's so per Calvin Chandler.
Yes.
It sounds like a presidential candidate.
It does. He does, and he knows how to use that name, because it seems like in our world, our society, it's about the name, whether it's the Kennedys or the Clintons or who knows, maybe next it'll be the Obamas. Malia's gonna run. You never know, right? they're coming up. They're working their way up. Chelsea Clinton, maybe in 20 years.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
The women are taking over.
Women are taking over.
Clearly.
It's in the news today.
Well, the men have screwed things up pretty well, so why not give the women a chance?
I agree 100%. Hillary, who knows?
There's talk.
There is talk.
People are talking.
People are talking right here on the Art Levine Show.
Oh, my God. That's what we do, straight talk.
That's right.
Year in,
year out. Straight to business, less is more. Right there.
Well, it seems to me that you have an intelligence and an insight that actually would qualify you to run for real political office. Have you ever thought about that?
Sure, why not? I think that I have opinions that would not be appreciated on both sides of the aisle. And, you know, I like to talk about things. But ultimately, I think what our society does is we all have opinions when we really don't know what we're talking about. It's just a bunch of talking heads, and it's nice when you have shows like this where you can actually take the time to talk about real issues, and you do that amazingly.
Well, you're very kind, and we're thrilled to have you. We're going to lengthen your stay on this show with remarks like that, but first, we do have to take a pause. We'll be right back after these messages.
Supported by Edison International. Californians are getting to be old hands at year-round energy conservation. Part of our special awareness of the resources we all depend on, we're making the change to energy-efficient light bulbs, keeping warm weather thermostats set to a comfortable 78 degrees, and giving major appliances the afternoon off. Because when it comes to energy conservation, it all adds up. Life, powered by Edison.
Get ready for turbocharged excitement at the 38th Annual Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach as Dario Franchitti, Elio Castroneves, and longtime Formula One star Rubens Barrichello hit the streets April 13th through the 15th. Plus, Toyota Pro Celebrity Race, sports cars, drifting, and concerts on Saturday with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and Fiesta Friday with Bellanova. Children 12 and under free with adult. Tickets as low as $26. Come feel the roar at the shore.
In today's world, everything's connected. From the workplaces that support us, to the homes that welcome us, to the trees and wildlife habitats that remind us how important our environment is. When a bird lands on a branch, and in the midst of a busy day, we stop to watch, it makes us realize we're all in the same boat. The Port of Long Beach welcomes this world with open arms, an environmental policy that's second to none, and a commitment to shaping a vibrant community. The Port of Long Beach, thinking outside the docks.
Back, continuing this wonderful conversation with Adam Simmons, star of the upcoming ICT show, The Fix. If you look in the latest issue of the Straight Talk magazine, we have a neat article on The Fix, playing April 24th through May 20th at the International City Theater. Adam, your talents amaze me. You sing, you dance, you even...
Tell jokes. Yes.
But give the audience a sense of this rock music, a couple of bars of one of the songs from the Fix.
This song is the defining moment in the show, the first act, when he realizes his power as a politician. And I see the future. I see the path that we must try. I see tomorrow. I see us striving for the sky. I see us waking up one morning to a song we've never sung. I see the future. I see the future, and I see it in the faces of the young.
Bravo, bravo.
It's the children, you know.
Yes, yes. Yes. We'll be there to see that.
Thank you.
You know, they say parodies of politics really are unnecessary. Politicians are often parodies of themselves.
That's very true. Luckily, we're a satirical play, though.
Yeah.
So we're able to... what we're really going for is real people. This is a musical about real people who are corrupted by power, who lose their path, and then hopefully they can find the moral compass.
That is so timely.
It is.
Not just to politics, but to Wall Street and so many other fields.
Exactly. I mean, this country is going through some tough times, and we really need someone who... We need not more than someone. We need people from the city council to the governorship all the way.
Well, I know Karen Desai's insights goal in part for the production she brings to ICT is to give people insights into the human condition.
Most and definitely.
This seems awfully necessary.
I mean, yes, and you know, she's amazing. She's an award-winning director and an amazing producer, and she really knows. I hope this show really sells.
And you were telling me that it's an outstanding cast. You're in rehearsal now.
Outstanding cast. Yeah. I mean, the talent, the woman who plays my mother, Alex, she's been on Broadway, you know, 7, 8 times.
Well, maybe you're partial. She's your mother.
Well, it could be, yes. And she's just so dry. And her character is a Jackie Kennedy-esque kind of character.
Yeah.
Just dry and just biting. And then the gentleman who plays my uncle, Sal, he's actually a paraplegic. But he's kind of like the Karl Rove of the family.
Yes.
And he's, yeah, you know, he's been on Broadway 5 times. And I mean, I just bow down to the talent that is there. It's amazing.
It's magic what you guys do. We've interviewed many actors, and, you know, you seem pretty normal here, although whatever.
Well, you know, and it could be all an act.
But you get on the stage, and you transform yourself, and it's the willing suspension of disbelief,
yes,
I guess is the phrase.
Most definitely. Most
and you
definitely
take the audience on a journey, and if it's a good show and a good cast, the audience is with you for the ride.
I think so. And this is a great story. And the great thing about it is the music's phenomenal as well. It has a gospel number. It has a pretty number. It has a rock number. It has a biting number. And you feel for these people.
And, of course, it's a political year. We've been watching the Republican primaries play itself out. Everyone's into politics.
Yes, yes. What can we say?
Well, it sounds like you're a Democrat with that reaction to the Republican.
I think I would say that I'm a more of a liberal conservative or a conservative liberal.
Well, you know the old definition, a conservative is a liberal who's been mugged.
Yes.
And a conservative and a civil libertarian is a businessman who's been indicted.
There you go. There you go. I mean, I you know, I would love to say that I'm a libertarian. I wish that, you know, I wish Ron Paul wasn't so crazy. Because he's got some great views.
Yes.
You know, President Obama has some great views, but I think that when you get into office, the realities of office often don't translate into...
It's a lot easier to campaign, and you're going to do this, mm-hmm, you're going to do that, and when you get the weight of the office on your shoulder, it ain't so easy.
No.
You know, we interview scores and scores of elected officials here, and I have a lot of respect for the people that choose to do what you have to do to get elected and go through all that and you know, raise money and go to these chicken dinners and everything. But democracy doesn't work unless good people get involved in it.
I agree.
And if the good people say, oh, I'm above that, and certainly everyone should vote, right? You would agree as an actor.
100%. 100%.
Got to vote.
If you don't have...
You lose the right to complain.
You lose the right to have an opinion.
Yes.
And what would your advice be to anyone who wanted to get into politics? I mean, you've seen...
Watch Straight Talk.
Watch
religiously.
Straight Talk. You have back you know, archives, don't you?
Go to the website, straighttalktv.com. We have 6 years of shows archived.
Wow.
You can watch for weeks on end without repeating.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. We can make a musical, Straight Talk Live.
And we shoot our guests close, so we get the eyes are windows of the soul.
Right.
And we want to rip the mask out, uh-huh, and see who the real Adam Simmons is.
I see.
I don't have a clue.
Well, you know, we could be here forever. I'd have to do another segment.
Okay, well, we could arrange that. Have your agent call my agent.
That would be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, we got 30 seconds left, Adam. Say whatever you want to the folks about inviting them to see you in the show.
Sure. Well, I hope that you'll take the time to come down and hear a great story and think about who you're going to be voting for in the next election, and maybe this is a nice jumping off point.
And really, theater is all about telling a story, isn't it?
It is.
If you don't have a good story, you don't have nothing.
If you don't have a story, it doesn't matter what the music is, doesn't matter what the costumes or dancing is, it's about the story.
About the story.
Yeah.
Well, it's a pleasure meeting you.
Thanks
and I look forward to seeing you on the show opening night. And friends, coming up, our perennial guest, our absolute favorite, straight from the 16th century and the Renaissance Fair, Sir Francis Drake, right here.